family, not everyone and friends understands the struggle to do this at home with two kids, or even just one kid at the time. They definitely expect that I have all this free time, and I have deadlines every day. Like, I have to ship things every day.
That's Natasha Peters, a mompreneur from Hollidaysburg, PA, who says she's still figuring out how to balance motherhood and her business. Welcome back to Mompreneurs. I'm Amanda Kenny, and I sit down with boss lady moms taking on the wild ride that is being an entrepreneur with a family to take care of. Today's mompreneur, Natasha, has a really interesting story on how she started her business, but has a strong message for mompreneurs. Take a listen. Here's my conversation with Natasha. Natasha Peters, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So, before we get started, let's mention we are in a room with children.
Yes.
So you may hear some kids rolling around, or your oldest son may come over.
He may sit with you.
So if you hear a kid around, that is why, because of course you're a mompreneur. So of course that kids are going to be around. So Natasha Peters, your business is called Distinctive Designs.
Correct.
So explain exactly what you do.
I create custom hangers, usually most of the time. They are used to display a bride's wedding dress, so that way she doesn't have to use a plastic hanger. I bend the wire into the future last name or a phrase of their choice. Usually there's a date wrapped around the top as well, or a heart, and they use that sometimes for their bridesmaids too, so that way they can capture the details.
And you've been doing this for a few years now.
Four years.
Yeah. And I love the story behind this. So explain to folks how this business for you came to fruition.
Well, in 2013, I was in a wedding for one of my close friends, Susan, and part of our bridal package, she purchased a hanger. This hanger, actually.
That's the hanger.
This is the hanger. She gave this to us whenever she asked us to be in her wedding. So I loved this idea. That way we could all hang our dresses with hers, and it wasn't on the cheap plastic hangers that you get from the store. So whenever we were planning our wedding in 2015, in about February, I decided I was going to try to make my own, because I am not a person that tends to purchase items that I feel I can make myself. So I attempted to bend wire, just looking at pictures of other people's work. I decided, like, okay, I'm going to try this. And I thought I did pretty well at it. So I listed them in Facebook groups throughout the country and offered to ship hangers to future brides. And it took off. Not like huge at first, but in the course of the first 2 to 3 months, I sold about 2,000 hangers over Facebook, and then I started on Etsy in March of 2015. And I sold my first hanger within a couple of days of posting it, and it was slow and steady, but I used all of the money from the hanger sales to pay for my wedding dress and other extras that we wouldn't have probably had for our wedding if I wouldn't have done this. Mm-hmm. So about a year after I posted them, it was Easter of 2016. I was at my grandmother's house. We were having dinner. And I said to my husband, I was like, oh my goodness, like, I just had like 30 sales today, which had never happened on Etsy. And
oh, wow.
From there, it became hundreds of sales and then thousands. So right now I'm at almost over 18,000 sales on Etsy and growing.
Wow. That's incredible. And you were doing this while you had a full-time job.
While I was a full-time, first I was working in State College, and I was working for First National Bank. So I would do this on my lunch break or in the car on the drive up. I would bend hanger wire while my husband drove us, because he also worked up there. So then I switched jobs, and I ended up working for Nittany Oil, and as my business like blew up, I was at Nittany Oil. So I would do it on the way up. I would do it on my lunch. I would do it on the way back home. And we would stay up late at night creating these hangers and then not go to bed till after 12. And then we'd do it all again the next day. and the post office would come to my place of work and pick
every
day. So I didn't have to worry about making it to the post office because I was working until after the post office closed.
Wow. So, how did you get that? How did they?
They actually do package pickups for anybody.
Oh, okay.
But I had them come to my place of business because I didn't want to leave them out at our house during the day. And now they come here every day.
Oh, my gosh. How many a day now do you think?
I usually do, depends. Right now is an off season, so I'm doing like 15 to 20 a day. Mm-hmm. Normally during peak season, it can range between like 35 to higher. I actually have done upwards of 99 hangers. The post offices came here and picked up almost 1,000 hangers a day.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, sorry, 100.
100. A day. And how... I guess, how long does it take you to make one hanger?
Well, if I could do it from start to finish at one shot, it would take about 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But since I usually bend the wire first, I have to get up early in the morning now. I no longer work full time. I am at home 100% of the time with my two boys. So I wake up in the morning and I do as much as I possibly can before they wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And then while they're taking their nap, I am busy. And then whenever my husband gets home, I'm back at it. So usually I don't get to assemble at the same time as I bend. So I bend everything and then I assemble later and package. That way the post office can pick it up in the morning.
Wow. And you were able to quit your full-time job because of this.
Yes, I was pregnant and I was trying to produce about 40 hangers a day and work a full-time job. So right before I had... this little guy, I decided that I was going to do this full time because I didn't want to have to put him in childcare while trying to do everything. Can you sit down? No? Okay.
Child on the loose.
Yes.
Playing with the mic. And what's his name?
This one is Caden.
Caden. Hi, Caden.
Can you say hi?
All right, well, let's talk about your boys.
Okay.
You are a mom of two.
A mom of two, yes. Two boys. This one is two, and my littlest one is 7 months.
7 months, yes. And a two-year-old.
Yes, Liam and Caden.
I don't know how you do it.
I don't know how I do it either.
So what was it like for you to be able to quit your job and
it was
be with
extremely,
them?
Well, I was pregnant, so I quit my job. And it was extremely scary because I had never done anything on my own and I didn't know what to expect. So my husband, thankfully, right after I quit, ended up getting a job down here. So he no longer had to make the drive to State College. We had just bought our house and we were renovating it all at the same time of me leaving my job. So... sorry. Child gone rogue.
Child going after the camera. Hi, buddy.
So after I had Caden and I was at home, it was crazy because I had a newborn. He was up several times a night. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. Everyone thinks that, oh, you're a stay-at-home mom. You know, you have all this free time. It's great. And it's like, yeah, it is great, but I still have to work more than 40 hours a week from home and take care of a newborn. Mm. So it was definitely the hardest thing I've ever done by far.
Wow.
But definitely worth getting the extra moments with them every day.
So what is it like for you now to be able to balance having your family and your business?
Well... I'm still working on the balance part. Every day is a different adventure. Usually we have kind of a routine. So I usually get up in the morning before they do and do my thing. And thankfully they both still take naps. So I have some time after the napping is done. They'll be in school, I hope so.
Yeah.
At least one. One will make it easier.
Yeah, that's true. And did you ever see yourself as a business owner?
I actually have my master's degree. I went to school for small business management. I didn't at the time think it would ever be for a craft like this because I previously taught cake classes and made cakes for people.
Oh.
I always thought that I would be a baker.
Oh my gosh.
But I actually loved the hangers, so I like being able to create something that is going to last forever in someone's special day. So people also use them for like communions, proms, other special events. I actually did one for a judge whenever she got her robe and different moments like that.
So it's not just brides then?
No, it is not just brides.
That's good. That's cool. I never would have thought I would only picture brides doing it, but that's really
neat.
It
is mostly brides, but mm-hmm. then I get special requests, or a lot of people buy them for like quinceañeras and anything that has a special, like, expensive
gown or
anything, like, unique they want something personalized for.
What do you think has been the biggest challenge along the way?
That would be definitely the balance. Family, not everyone and friends understands the struggle to do this at home with two kids or even just one kid at the time. They definitely expect that I have all this free time, and I struggle to, I have deadlines every day. Like, I have to ship things every day. So meeting deadlines and finding balance to be able to do and have a life has been the biggest struggle.
For you, what has been the hardest lesson you've had to learn?
The hardest lesson would probably be maybe discipline. Having to create my own, create my own.
Like a schedule, you think?
Or like a routine, I guess, to create my own routine to make sure that I meet the deadlines. And it's not just creating the hangers. There's conversations. People message me. I have to deal with over 30 conversations a day during busy season. And there's also like the back end of things that people forget, like ordering materials. Like, I have to maintain my stock. So it's just finding a way to manage all of that at one time. Whenever I've only ever had to work like a 9-to-5 job most of my life. So for me, I don't get to leave work behind at 5 o'clock. So trying to find time for sleep and children and family. Yeah.
That's hard. I can't imagine. What about the best resource for you for running a business? What's been the best resource for you?
Best resource would probably be people that I've worked with. I had a great mentor whenever I was at Nini Oil. She helped me because her husband ran a farm, so she had an idea of some of the back end, like financial stuff that I would need to know. That's not things that I was prepared for, because I didn't realize what all it was going to take whenever my business blew up. So, and then other like local business owners that I'm friends with, we've kind of gone on this adventure at the same time. So we've learned and shared our experiences, triumphs and failures.
Well, it helps to have a support system
it
like
does.
That. And what about your biggest supporter? Who has been your biggest supporter?
Well, it would actually definitely be my husband and my mother. Mm-hmm. Whenever I was starting, my husband was helping with the assembling and the packaging. And my mom, she was helping with the packaging when she wasn't working at her job, where she would put our custom stamp on our cardboard or all the little details that get overlooked. Like, they definitely pushed me, helped me through everything.
So a true family business in a sense.
True family, yes.
And what about some of the worst business and or family advice that you were given through this? The worst.
The worst. No promise. That it might be easy.
Someone told you it might be easy?
Somebody told me it might be easy because they thought I could just, you know, jump in and do it. And it's definitely been a learning process. But someone, you know, felt that I would be able to easily pull it off because of my entrepreneur skills.
But it's not easy.
It's not easy.
No. It seems like a lot. Balancing both, I can't imagine. Yeah. A business is a labor of love in itself. It is like a child.
It is. Yes, it is definitely my little baby.
And then to have two kids on top of that.
Yes.
It's a lot. All right, you ready for some fill in the blanks?
Sure.
All right. Okay, so just finish the sentence.
Okay.
Being a momtrepreneur is?
Very rewarding.
I love that. I love that. If I didn't have my business, I would be?
Working in State College still.
Can you imagine that today?
No, but I actually do still kind of work for the company. I handle their social media. They were able to give me a job from home, so I do
That's
that
great.
In addition to my own business.
True entrepreneur, finding income all different ways. Without my family, I would be?
Nowhere near where I am, as successful as I am.
And when I get time to myself, I?
Don't know what that is. Probably wouldn't know what to do.
How do you pamper yourself? You don't know.
I don't think I do right now.
My best advice to other momtrepreneurs is?
Put your kids first. You don't get this time back. I know that you want to be successful, but honestly, like, they're only this age once. And I have to constantly remind myself that every day. And it is a huge struggle because you have all these other tasks that you need to do. But you're doing this for a reason, and you're taking care of these amazing little beings. And you don't want to miss those moments and regret it later.
Yeah, that's great. I know a lot of moms beat themselves up over being
successful. Oh, it's
mom
guilt to the extreme.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't understand what mom guilt is, but it's an everyday thing.
Wow. I don't know that yet. I know puppy guilt.
It's a good training process, the puppy guilt.
I can't imagine having mom guilt. Well, Natasha, thank you so much for joining me in this conversation.
Well, thank you for having all of us.
All three of you. Well, I, of course, wish you best of luck on your business. I don't think you need it. I think you're going to be great.
Oh,
you're doing well. Okay. And much love to your family. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks so much for listening. You can check out Natasha's story that aired on WTAJ News by going to WeareCentralPA.com. Then go to the WTAJ Plus tab to find the Momtrepreneurs section. There you can see all of the powerful stories shared by other Momtrepreneurs. See you next time.